I'm Donna Garner, and I play Baruchka.
My name is Claire Wellen, and I play Reza.
One, a cool, caring, accordion-playing Czech mother. The other, a sexy, funny, smart Czech girl who plays the fiddle. Together now on stage at the Hippodrome, in Once, the Tony Award-winning musical based on the Academy Award-winning indie film.
Oh, this show is so much fun. The music is incredible. I mean, we get to play Irish folk songs, we get to play Czech folk songs, we get to play Glenn Hansard's music, Margareta Irglova's music, and it's just a joy. And then there's also a wonderful story wrapped up in and around, interwoven with that music, so it's awesome.
Once, it tells the story of an Irish musician and a Czech immigrant drawn together by their shared love of music.
Prima!
The music itself is as much a character in the love story as, you know, any of the other characters, the guy, the girl, you know, any of our characters. And it's also so fun and kind of all-inclusive as an actor because you're on the stage the whole time and you have all these different ways that you're telling the story, whether it be the movement or the music or, you know, speaking lines. And so you really have so many different ways of communicating with the audience, and that's... It's really, I think, rare that all of those things are tied up together so expertly. It's just so well crafted that it makes it, you know, kind of, the material speaks for itself in a lot of ways.
In County Cork, in the country green, in a lonesome town called Bandon, a boy lives there and he dreams of County Clare, the holiday that he just had done.
It's true. I walk on stage and people just grin and I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't look that stupid. Why are you laughing? But it is. It's the accordion, not, you know, and I always thought this is the world's most dorky instrument, which I think might still be true, but I actually have fallen in love with it. I actually turn around to pick it up in the show and I always smile at it when I turn around to pick it up.
She doesn't want any more!
The instrument itself has so many chances to sing in so many different ways. I'm playing, you know, really quick jigs, and then, you know, essentially playing like pop string underscoring, and then also really beautiful soloistic lines.
This is one of the smaller theaters that we've been in, which I think really suits the show. It's very intimate, and we can hear everything, you know, every nuance that the audience is putting forth, which then makes it a beautiful, it's almost like we're throwing ribbons back and forth. We're throwing them a ribbon of a color, and they're throwing us another color back, and it's a gorgeous theater visually as well. And the audience, if they come early, they can actually come up on stage for pre-show, and they get to see the theater from our point of view, which is actually the best point of view in a theater.
I think the fact that it's won Oscars and Grammys and Tonys, or at least, you know, one, if not multiples of each, that is because of the story, and it's because of its relatability and its importance.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Like the accordion, you know?
Once, on stage now at the Hippodrome. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL, News Radio 1090.